Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Doug Loman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ray Burris. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Chris Pitero. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pitero juggles the ball. That's an error on Pitero. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to second. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Loman, who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Evans trying to get to third. Lohman throws the ball into Molitor, who tags Evans for the out. Herndon moves to second. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Evans settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Evans. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lohman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Lohman reaches third base with a triple. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Lohman scores. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 1 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to third. Evans moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards short. Trammell catches it and throws to second to double up Romero. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitero hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Burris covering, for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Lohman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lohman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lohman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Romero moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Pitero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitero is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitero hits a fly ball into center field. Lohman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Ray Searage now pitching. Barbaro Garbi pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Barbaro Garbi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbi is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Koontz pinch hits for Darrell Evans. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Doug Loman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Loman is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.